It's All Things Money Matters. Thank you so much for choosing us. Phindile Msiza joins us today as we speak about the importance of having the money talk in a relationship. Phindile, welcome to Rise FM.
Good morning, Shoshang, and good morning to the Rise FM listeners.
Ah, money in a relationship. It can make or break. It can make or break the situation.
It really does. It really does. And that is why it is very important to plan and talk about money as a couple, whether you are engaged to be married or you're already in marriage. And it was done holistically as a couple. A man's perspective is not less important than a woman's perspective. Mm-hmm. And that is vice versa, right? Both perspectives are very important. And it is the combination of both of you that will make your financial plan to truly be complete. So we need to put everything on the table, be transparent when it comes to money matters. But look, our background plays a huge role on how we both spend our money individually. Right. So that is why when you are building a relationship or when you're laying a foundation of your relationship, it's important to also talk about money matters and ask questions, ask your partner questions, relevant mm-hmm. questions like, where is this relationship going, mm-hmm. right? Are we building or we are just having fun? Because it's possible that one is just dating because they want to have fun, they just doing it for fun, and not mainly because they are planning on getting married. And mm-hmm. and also, you check how does one use his or her money. Are they spenders or savers? Because when you're in a relationship, you should know your partner. You should know whether they are spenders or savers.
Yeah.
So one has to be a spender, one has to be a saver, right? So if both of you are savers, thank God, you know, but most likely it will be a saver and a spender. And have money conversations in general.
Mm.
Where do you spend the money? How do you spend the money? Do you like going out? Do you like buying takeaways? Do you love clothes, branded clothes, you know, expensive brands? Do you spend money with friends? Do you go out with your friends? And who pays the bill? So you have those general conversations. And then also, when you're having these conversations, you check your partner's reaction. How are they reacting?
Yes.
Facially, their body language, how do they respond to your question? And that will tell you a lot of stories. That will tell you exactly whether they are savers or spenders, how they grew up, you know, what is their financial patterns or what is their financial behaviors.
Mm.
And also it's important to disclose where you stand financially. Your partner, I mean, if we're getting married, I should disclose with no, I mean, I'm on credit bureau. I was negatively listed. I've got defaults, I've got judgments, I've got debts, I'm paying personal loans, I'm servicing loans every month, you know, what is my income, am I a breadwinner? Because it's possible that you are partnering or you're getting married to someone who is a breadwinner, they are paying their sibling school fees, they are taking care of their parents. So it's things like that which are very important that one should have with their partners. And lastly, what is your money goal, Tuklan? What do you want to do with your money? How do you want to achieve your financial goals? Do you want to buy a house? Do you want to build a house? And where do you, are you planning on building that house? You know, so those are some of the conversations that you should be having with your partner. And we don't put things under the carpet or procrastinate and say, I zobona masishadile, because chances are masishadile, it will be too late. You know, and you also need to understand with you getting married and coming to a property, you know, and all of those marriage contracts. Because should you say to the one of my shot deal and you get married and coming to a property, guess what? We try to go at the monument, so it's important to have this conversation now, you know. And why is it so important for your partner to know your financial status again? It eliminates surprises. It eliminates expectations, right? So you don't want to get surprises when you have crossed that road
mm-hmm.
and you realize, ooh, we can't buy property because my partner has 200,000 debt
mm-hmm.
that he never disclosed to me. We got married with personal loans. We applied for personal loans to pay lobola or to get married.
Yeah.
And that was never discussed because poor guy wants to marry you. And the only way for him to get that 20,000 yellow bola is to go to the bank and borrow money.
Mm-hmm.
But and now the foundation say Moshe Gil already because you are starting on the wrong foot. You're starting with debt. Comes the first month of your marriage, you're already servicing debt that you don't even know about. Right? And also, it happens that one of you loses their job. And if you don't talk about money, you find that the one who is hiding is now the one who needs to take care of all the responsibilities.
Yeah,
but we've seen that it happened, especially during COVID, where one loses their job, and you know, you need to now juggle and see how you're gonna take care of the household expenses and all of that. So let's talk, so that you know. But see, my partner earns 2,000 rand. I also earn 2,000 rand. So in our household, we have 4,000 rand, and this is what we can afford, and this is what we cannot afford,
mm-hmm.
right? And lastly, there are signs now, as commissary, go to, there are cracks in this relationship because of money. There's always disagreements. You know, you don't agree on anything, whether we should buy brown bread or white bread, and the one wants to buy white bread, or the other one wants to buy brown bread because brown bread is cheaper. Petty things. You fight over petty things. You know, there's always disagreements, spending personalities. You start buying shoes and hiding them so that your partner doesn't know that you've got money, extra 300 rand. You spend a lot on takeaways and going out. And lastly, you start keeping secrets from your partner because your partner should not know that you are sending money home and they did not tell you. You are sending money to mama best doors, and they didn't disclose anything to you. You are sending money to your girlfriend or boyfriend. It happens, right? And your partner doesn't know, but there's no food in the house. So those are some of the cracks in relationships, and to show that financially you are not in good standing. And lastly, talk to your partner. Be honest. Have money conversation. Communicate. Have a joint account for transparency. Should you know, not trust your partner, maybe have a joint account. And lastly, plan together. I always say there's a breakup plan and there's a makeup plan. The breakup plan, it happens when you get divorced.
True.
Should one die? What is the plan?
Yeah.
Right? What is the plan? Should we get divorced tomorrow? What's going to happen? Will I be able to take care of myself and the kids? Should you die? Do
what
we
happens?
Have similar plans?
Mm.
What happens? Do we have life cover? You know, so there are a lot of conversations that one should have with their partner. Let us not get excited with, oh, my partner drives the BMW, my partner drives this and that, my partner lives in this big estate. You know, well, how did they get there? How are they maintaining that?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is there anything that you should know, that you should be informed of, so that you don't get those surprises? And also, and don't have an unrealistic expectation from a partner. So let's talk about money as couples and plan together and be transparent. Communication is key.
Absolutely. Communication is key. Pindile Wilk-Parkett here for today. Thank you so much for coming on to the show. Word of the day?
Word of the day says, a financial habit does not change overnight, or it does not take place overnight.
Oh, I love that. I love that. A financial habit does not change overnight. It's something that we all need to work on. Thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Thank you for having me. Have a great one.